The holidays are here, and for many of us, that means a lot of cooking. Maybe you'll be reviving old family recipes or experimenting with some new ones. Either way, we can all thank a 19th century Boston-born cookbook author. The domestic science pioneer revolutionized the way recipes are made at home. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on the legacy of Fanny Farmer.
Maybe you've heard of, tasted, or even made Parker House rolls. The iconic melt-in-your-mouth baked good was born in the late 1800s at the Boston Hotel of the same name, where today they're still being mixed, cut, and pulled out of the oven.
They are puffy and they are brown, golden, and I want to eat one now.
Omni Parker House historian Susan Wilson says the Victorian-era culinary powerhouse Fanny Farmer must have eaten these famous rolls because she figured out how to make them herself.
It wouldn't have been a big deal, even though our recipe was secret, for her to have taken it and what we would call today retro-engineer it.
That's because Farmer was a star student, then director, at the Boston Cooking School, which was just down the street. She included her Parker House roll recipe in a groundbreaking 1896 food preparation Bible called the Boston Cooking School Cookbook.
To me, Fanny Farmer is an iconic individual. We're talking about, this is, you know, more than two decades before women even have the right to vote, and she's running a cooking school, creating a book that becomes a bestseller.
It is my wish that this book may not only be looked upon as a compilation of tried and tested recipes, but that it may awaken an interest through its condensed scientific knowledge, which will lead to deeper thought and broader study of what to eat.
And the most amazing thing about Fanny Farmer is most people don't even know who she is, and yet they're affected by what she did every single day.
Before Farmer, food historian Susan Benjamin says recipes suggested a dash of this or a teacup of that. In her book, Farmer introduced the concept of standardized level measurements.
It sounds really simple and really obvious, but it isn't, which was that you would have a certain measurement for an ingredient, say flour. You put it in a very specific kind of cup, took a knife, and you leveled it. So you had a very precise and quantifiable amount of flour in your cup.
Correct measurements are absolutely necessary to ensure the best results. Good judgment with experience has taught some to measure by sight, but the majority need definite guides.
So anyone who goes to their kitchens, takes out a measuring cup, takes out a teaspoon, follows the directions on how to use it, is doing what Fanny Farmer advocated. And that's amazing. I mean, she is the one who created this and brought it to the world.
But when Farmer set out to make the fundamentals of domestic science available to more women, her publisher was skeptical. So
she provided the upfront costs. And she also, in the process, retained the copyright. It was a wonderful seller. It was worth a fortune. And, of course, she became a very wealthy woman because of it.
The book was renegade, Benjamin says, because it applied math and science to tasks everyday women saw as drudgery. Along with hundreds of recipes, Farmer included chemical compositions of food, tables for cooking temperatures and times, photos of useful tools, and tips for reducing waste. Benjamin says Farmer didn't make success in the kitchen easy, but she made it possible and way more interesting, which was part of the domestic science movement's mission.
And this, they thought, would really empower women in every way. They would have access to the modern findings of math. They would have control over their money because they knew what to spend on food, and have control overall over the household. So it really repositioned the person who is known as the housewife.
Farmer herself never married. Not only did she transcend gender barriers, but also physical ones. As a teen, she suffered a paralytic stroke and struggled with mobility throughout her life. Just 10 days before Farmer died in 1915, at age 57, Benjamin says she was still lecturing from her wheelchair. Her grave is at Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge. The Fanny Farmer cookbook is still in print, and her Parker House roll recipe is all over the internet. During the holidays, Benjamin hopes home cooks will remember the mother of level measurements' legacy.
Every Christmas dinner, you're sitting there with Fanny Farmer. Even the modern things that we eat today, they're still shaped by her and the measurements and the importance of bringing together a temperature in a stove and the amount of ingredients in a teaspoon.
And as Fanny Farmer wrote in the preface to her most famous work,
"But for life, the universe were nothing, and all that has life requires nourishment."
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea. Thank you.